This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to Ivukubangene Breakfast Show. It's the third and final hour of the show. Lamigamo awe tukilese. And again, today's Tuesday. We do have old Mr. Makhi in studio. Sigwe Knowledge Hub as we speak. Mr. Makhi, thank you so much for joining us once again on the Ivukubangene Breakfast Show. The only way to start your day.
Sanbona, thank you. Put our to Sanbona. Good morning to our listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, Ms. Buckley, we had a debate here. Not necessarily a debate, but like in studio before Njofike. We debated on this. Probably you can rescue us.
Yo.
we're speaking about living organisms. Are humans living organisms?
In science, as librarians, it's supposed to we classify, so we say they are non-living and living, so living organisms. So we are living organisms.
We are living organisms. I hope my producer there, Grace, is listening. So we are living organisms. No, thank you so much. We just wanted to an insight to Gulo Okonje, because Omunye was saying it seems like manje ama organisms incense is doing nane and all that.
No, all of us are.
So all of us are.
All of us are. Mm. So long as we still live.
We are living.
Yeah.
Organisms. Okay. No, it's good. Thank you so much, Mr. McClure, once again, for coming through We Knowledge Hub. What do you have for us this morning?
Yes, but our two. So we are still continuing with our seven stages of getting to read for comprehension, right? So we said that there is a motivation. So last time we spoke about the motivation, but you need to find your why. Mm. So the why always is finding the truth. So for some people, it means going through other people's phones, and that's where they seek their truth. But we do hope also they do explore books, journals.
As much as they explore our phones.
Yes, expand.
Yes.
So today they start talking about words. Words, amagama, amazwi. Now look, there's a story of Uthandazile Mponzi. Uthandazile Mponzi met a guy. The guy fell in love with him. Also now, you know, when you meet someone who wants a color is scoop and she's in the she felt the same way.
Mm.
So dated the guy. So the guy phones one day, Utaugu puts an seka wenza and she's in the kumbul. I said, okay, I'm coming. So she comes over. So when she gets there, the guy is there with his two friends. They strangle her. So they kill her.
Mm.
They take her body parts. Now, if Uthandazile Mponzi is that she's albino. Mm. So, but our colleague, if they take her body parts, somebody told them that they are going to get rich. Mm. So the happy ending, well, not the happy ending. So the guys are serving their prison sentence that they deserve. Unfortunately, she died, and her decomposed body was found. Mm. Now, Kumina's reaction to the story is, it's a story that happened a long time ago. So this is a news clip from me telling you on 23 February 2017.
Mm.
So just to show that words, if what's happened to this story, Uthandazile Mponzi, because it was recorded.
Mm.
So the importance of recorded words, that's where they become important. It's not just another incident. Now this is a human life, and today we are remembering that. Also, the other part put our to a link analog is like saying for me, erection was to say ish ubunja when the tiganji.
Yeah,
yeah. And babies and ezinja, but at least take a sebago correctional services. Because babies and ezinja as well, I'm afraid. And it's a Bible teen about to umlo meatal. So words are magic. So if babies and gets by ezinja, they may end up becoming
dogs.
Ezinja. Okay. And then if behavior ezinja is difficult.
Something else.
Ish. Then you must also go to put our two is now we have people about business engaging. Engaging, I'm not done.
Engaging.
Now, so how then do you separate bad behavior? As when we use words, as far as we pincel,
Yeah.
So we must use words to ukhuza umhlolo. So we outrage, we express it in language, we express it in words. So if you're going to allow people to buy business, it's normal. I mean, I saw somebody who graduated some time back. As engaged as school. I mean, seriously, ubunja in a school.
Words.
So I mean, words. Yeah. So see, I think maybe as this generation, we do not pay enough attention to words, especially mna le laliphuma khona ngoba I mean, we need to look at it. So as a start is for you to deal with words, you need to pay attention to meaning. Yeah, look. So there's this idea of a triangle of meaning, a litim. So it meaning comes from the thing itself. So if ukhuluma ngenja, ukhuluma ngenja, isilwane, right?
Mm.
Then as ukhuluma ngenja, also in my mind, I have a picture of a dog. So if a car, I car is called kunezinja. So if kunenja car, when the moment ukhuluma ngenja, ngikhumbule yona leyo nje. If it's jange isaba, ngicabanga leyo nje ngisaba. So we always react to that.
Oh yes, sure. Yes.
And then the third part here with meaning is the symbolism. So the symbolism le khona ilenge nenkinga nayo le symbolism. Now the symbolism le ukuthi abantu bese sabayibiza. And amantu bazala ibiza manje ngezinja. Athi umuntu ngi injo umdanso. Ah, yebo. So now iphuma kwi US culture, especially hip hop. I mean, we all know Snoop Dogg, right?
Mm.
Now, this is the third part here put out with this. So guess in case it's in a interest, it's in Zulu, generally, right?
Yeah.
In English, they will talk about who passed dead. So in reference to email dog, right? Then the female dog is, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it on your radio station. So if you like hip hop, I mean, all love you. Yeah. Hip hop, they tend to use that word to insult, to I mean, so they always swearing at da-da-da.
Yeah.
So which means, I mean, if I'm not that and I'm a dog, so still I'm suppressing. So there are negative connotations to it, but we tend to embrace it.
Wait, Mr. Max, I think I learned something new today. You said inja, a male dog, by Mizu Pastel.
Yeah, Pastel.
That's the original name of a male dog.
So Pastel. I mean, so that's why I won't go, Pastel. Pastel. So it sounds nice. Yeah, well, but don't get we are saying, I'm going to close that was the time I said that. But so for me to call it a female dog, it's a normal English name, but because people always use it to insult, it becomes difficult now to trust. And it's true. It's the same word that people will always use to insult other people.
Yes.
I mean, this woman who could go TV sometime back, and I was like, look, remember, ladies, if it walks like a dog, it eats like a dog, it talks like a dog, it is a dog.
It is a dog.
So,
yeah.
Please, gentlemen, let's stop calling ourselves dogs, and please, ladies as well, let's not embrace this idea that we are dogs.
Mm.
And lastly, put our way to say that for us to make sense of words, again, as librarians we stress, use a dictionary.
Mm.
A dictionary will assist you to want to understand the proper spelling of the word. It's going to help you understand the pronunciation, how you say the word. So it's going to help you understand the origin of the word. So we're not going to use words that the meaning of are questionable, and then we keep on repeating them.
Mm.
Also, it's going to show you some examples of how that word is used. So it may also give you some other synonyms. It's okay, if like we're talking just now. So if there's a female dog, what do you call it? And if there's a male dog, what do you call it? And also, it may give you some antonyms, some opposite. So dictionary is a very powerful tool. The easiest tool we have online is the Oxford Advanced Dictionary.
Mm.
So I suggest that you use it. Now, I've got a story less about my dogs. So there's a book called Beloved by Toni Morrison. It's a very difficult novel. So it's called American Slavery. You know, my relationships are difficult between men and women. You address a lot. So currently, I mean, there's a court case in US. So got Puff Daddy.
Oh,
I feel bad because I mean we grew up listening to Puff Daddy, so I mean now is in course for the very same behavior as a bad boy, you know. So the guy is a genius. He writes good music, but how he treats women is raises questions. So it's another dog, yeah. So I think we need to have those conversations as well now to see the things that we like, the things that we embrace, we question them. So let me stop there, put away to.
No, thank you so much, Mr. Markley. Motivation, very important, and the use of words. I understand the word also inside. Do not just use words for the sake of using words, but understand the meaning. You spoke of a triangular. What did you call it?
It's a triangle of meaning.
Triangle of meaning. Yes. Understand that first before using that, so, especially to yourself. Beautiful. That's the true meaning. Library services in Tulaganjani, what are the opening hours?
So we open until 9, Monday to Thursday, Friday at 6, and Saturdays at 4 p.m. Please come visit. Check us online as well. We are always there 24 hours a day.
Let me tell you something. I've been using that magazine section.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Number one.
It's got amazing features, and you can actually get anything there.
Yes.
You don't need to buy hard copies now.
No, you don't. I mean, this same story as well. It's a school in Mangasula just now. It's a record. I mean, it's recorded, like I said, in Daily News, 23 February 2017. So, I mean, many years back, so we can still have access to it. So, number one, please start reading magazines, start reading newspapers. It will blow your mind.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. From a library, that's our librarian, Ikonala Emangusuthu University of Technology.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.